Hey, you! Here's one of our favorite episodes of The New Day, Feel the Power. Check out the rest on Spotify.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
To the greatest podcast of all time, which is entitled The New Day.
Feel the power, baby.
Wow.
It's great.
That was special.
We wanted to make sure we had a new way to approach the introduction of the pod because today's guest is someone who is very near and dear to all of our hearts. And when I say all of us, I don't just mean the three of us. I mean all of us as in the human race. Because in some way, shape, or form, this man has had an effect on your life, has maybe made you rethink your life decisions, your life goals, and get yourself back on track. He's made you laugh. He's made you cry. Ladies and gentlemen, what an entertainer we have with us. The one and only, Kel Mitchell.
Yeah.
Wow.
Come on, baby.
What is up? What is up, y'all?
What's up, man?
Thanks for having me, man. I'm excited, man. This is awesome.
Of course, man. Thank you for taking the time to be on. We know you're a busy guy, got a lot of stuff going on. So thank you for giving us this time to have a little chat with you.
Thank you, bro. Thank you. I'm excited, man. I'm a fan. Y'all know we talked about that.
So. We did.
Yes.
We did.
I love y'all work too, man. So this is great.
Appreciate you, man.
I'll say we've gotten a chance to do so many cool things over our tenure as the New Day. But man, I don't know if anyone rivals being on your show, being on All That is incredible. Because like we told you, we all grew up watching All That. Not just watching, it was the highlight of my Saturdays, of my weekends. Woo. It was incredible. So it's very full circle for all of us. So thank you for that opportunity.
Yeah, thank 100%. You. 100%.
Hey, y'all killed it too. It was very
fun. Man. Y'all, you made us feel real welcome there. You know what I mean? Like I say this all the time with a lot of people that we interact with. Sometimes like the fit is like hand and glove, you know? So I always think it's awesome when, like he said, like we grew up on All That. Like, you know, Keaton and Kel, like that was a staple of our childhood. So when we meet these people in real life, when we met you in real life, you were just as cool, if not cooler, than we thought when we saw you on, you know, TV when we were kids. So just huge, you know, thank you for that, man. Thank you for that.
Hey.
This episode is brought to you by Empower. You got money questions like, can I retire early? What are my best savings options? Can I afford to pay for my kids' education? Luckily, Empower has all the answers. With Empower's real-time dashboard and real live conversations, you get clarity on your real-life financial goals. So join 18 million Americans and Empower what's next. Start today at empower.com. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more. Sponsored by Empower, not an endorsement or a statement of satisfaction by a client.
Going for your first ever run around the park. Literally running errands all over town. Running for the finish line and your personal best. If you run, you're a runner. Find the shoes and clothes to run your way at newbalance.com/running. New Balance. Run your way.
For those of you who are tuning in for the first time, I am Xavier Woods.
I am Big E.
And I am Kofi Kingston.
And we're talking to Kel Mitchell. Kel, like we've talked about, obviously you have essentially been a staple of people's lives for years. So what is it like for you to know that you've had such an effect on people? Because I'm sure you hear it constantly, like, oh my God, Kel, like you're so amazing. Like I remember this and this and this and welcome to Goodberg. And they're always, I'm sure they're throwing catchphrases at you constantly. But like, what does that feel like to a guy like you? Because you, I mean, we're all like, we're around the same age, you know?
Yeah, man, it's awesome. It's It's humbling, and it's cool that people are still loving it since the 90s. One of the reasons we brought the show back is because everybody was all over social media. Like, I want the return of all that. Bring it back. Bring it back. So we decided to bring it back. The main thing was that, you know, they were just like, don't ruin it. So we made sure we didn't do that. And we got some, you know, amazing new kids that are killing it, you know, for this generation. You know what I mean? And what's cool about it is that it's like the whole family watching it, because it's like you got your parents, you know what I mean, mm-hmm. that loved it for the 90s. And now they're watching it with their kids. And the funny thing about all of this is that I think it was on Fox News in like D.C. I think it was mm-hmm. D.C. But like last week, a little kid, he's 3 years old. He just had a Good Burger inspired birthday party.
Yes.
He wasn't yes. even born when all yeah. this stuff went on.
Right.
I mean, they went all out. I mean, all out. He had the wig, the whole thing. it's pretty cool. And my 2-year-old daughter, like, she's in the Good Burger now. So I have to do the voice. I come in as dad, and then she's just like, do Good Burger. And I'm like, well, okay. You want to take your bath right now? Is that what you want to do? You want to pick up a bit? Okay. Like, go back to bed. I'm like, okay, all right. Full on show at the house right now.
Yeah. I'm curious too. So with the Good Burger sketch, you know, and all that, like having so much popularity, being turned into a movie, like that doesn't happen often.
Yeah.
Like someone sees a sketch and then like a few times, like especially like with Night of the Roxbury and stuff like that, but here and there. But from being a sketch on a children's comedy show to being mm-hmm. turned into a movie, is there another one?
Yeah, I feel like it was the Blues Brothers on SNL. Oh,
true. Okay. Uh-huh.
Okay.
But like something that's specifically like geared for kids.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
For kids? I feel like no.
Uh-uh. Yeah.
Not from a sketch component. Yeah, because we were like the only sketch show for kids. You know what I mean? Yeah.
That's like wild, because I feel like without thinking about it in that sense, it's like, oh yeah, you know, it was a funny sketch. It was a funny movie. But like, that like broke a barrier. You know, man. Kids weren't doing stuff like that. And you were part of that generation. So it's awesome.
Yeah, man. Thank you, bro. Yeah, it was super fun, man. I remember when the movie came out and me and Keenan were on Sunset Boulevard and we saw this huge, like life-size billboard of us. And it was just me surfing on the pickle and him surfing on the pickle. Like, whoa, like, this is crazy. That's when it hit. Like, it was just like, okay, yeah, Good Burger, the movie, it's out. This is amazing. This is super fun. Yeah.
That's awesome. You know, one of the things I always wondered is how much creative control you had, especially when you were a kid. I always imagine, because you're so, especially, and I think we really got to experience how naturally and organically funny you are, because you would do a take and then make a tweak here or there. You never did a single take when we were there the same. So I always imagine that you had a fair amount of control when you were a kid with the comedy that you wanted to put on TV.
Oh yeah, bro. Yeah. Like, shout out to, our producers who we're now producing with now, but when we were kids, they were just amazing. The writers were amazing. Producers were amazing. And they would just let us do it. First they would say, okay, do it the way we wrote it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Just one time, record it. And then after that, go for it. And which was really cool. And they would let us improv and, try it different ways. And my main thing, this is what, you know, I'm from Chicago, man. So we're always like, all me and my homies is always like, I bet, and trying to do it better than the next one. You know what I mean? So my main thing was always make the producers crack up laughing. Like, that was my main thing. I was like, I got to make them laugh with each take with whatever I improv. And that was like my goal. You know what I mean? And so when I would hear that real laughter and I hear them cracking up, I'm like, okay, let's go. Got 'em. Let's go. Because, yeah. You know, and then kids, they're so like honest with you. You know, like when you get the roar of kids in the audience, and that was the thing. We wanted to make sure that we had the audience in the new show too as well, because that's where you get that real organic funny. Because if the kids don't laugh, it ain't funny. You know what I mean? So, the kids are honest with you too, bro. They'll be like, That wasn't it.
So when we were there, we saw like all the stands and I was like the kids' parents and stuff were there. So normally do you guys have it packed out?
Yeah. On Friday nights, we have the audience that's there, and those kids are like going crazy, screaming, cracking up, laughing.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. Cause they're like really laughing. Like, like going up.
So when you guys do them like that, is it just like live to tape, or do you guys do multiple takes and like have them see like the process too?
Yeah, we do multiple takes. Yeah, we'll do multiple, just like how we did it. We do that in front of the audience, but we filmed it earlier in the morning. So it's okay. It's like, you know, whatever we didn't get, we got in the morning. So when we're doing it in front of the audience, it's just, it's go time at that point. And it's fun because when we have musical guests come on, they get to do it in front of the audience, and it's super exciting. And it, and it's fun just working with the different musical guests too, you know, jumping into a new role, you know, with acting and sketches. And I love making them laugh. That's always fun.
That's it.
One of the most impressive things too, and E kind of touched on it too, is that like when we did those multiple takes, you would do it differently like every single time, and it would kind of keep getting like funnier and funnier and funnier, you know? So I guess I was asking like, how did you get into like acting? Were you always like just a funny kid growing up, or like, you know, something you had to work on, or is it like?
Oh man, in my family, I was a bit of a class clown. So I used to get in trouble in school all the time. You know, I grew up on Eddie Murphy, you know what I mean? Jim Carrey, you know, all those guys. And so I loved watching that stuff. And then Three's Company was like a big, big thing in my house. Shout out to John Ritter, man, because I don't think he gets a lot of credit for his physical comedy. You know what I mean? John Ritter was amazing at physical comedy, and I used to watch it late at night before school. So I used to do a lot of like physical comedy and things that I saw like on television in the schoolroom. So I used to get me in trouble. And so my parents decided like, yo, we got to get this kid into theater or something because we don't want him going the wrong way. And then, you know, where I grew up too, they were just like, okay, he's getting older. He's got to get creative. So I always support the arts. And so I got into theater, man. And I started at this community theater called ETA. Creative Arts Foundation, and I just fell in love with it, man. I did it for a summer, and I just started acting, loving acting, and doing my physical comedy in a way where I was doing it in a way where it was creative. You know what I mean? Where that it wasn't a way where it was getting me in trouble and put in the corner of the classroom.
That's the thing that I don't think a lot of people really understand unless they are like in that entertainment industry, of the power that somebody has when they're able to deal with improv situations. But then, like you were talking about with the physical improv aspect, like that takes it to a whole nother level, because I know lots of people who can just, you know, they can talk and act and do improv, but then when it comes to like physical improv, if it's someone who's like, oh well, I didn't walk through that like 10 times, so like I can't do it. And like, you're a guy who you can go off the fly or on the fly, just like verbally, physically, like that's a skill that I don't think a lot of people in Hollywood have. And you've been able to hone it and turn it into, like you said, into like acting, and then doing music stuff, and taking those skills, and you've laid a blanket over everything and say, you know, I'm not just a comedian. I do multiple things. And so for us, like, we find that so inspiring, because there's not a lot of people who do things like that. And was that something that you consciously thought of, or this is just like how your life went?
Yeah, man. Like I said, like the guys that I looked up to were Eddie Murphy, Martin, you know, Jim Carrey, and those guys. And then also like the Rat Pack, you know, like I'm into like having multiple, because I come from the theater world. It's like you got to have those multiple creative ideas. So you got to sing, you got to, you know, you dance, you got to do it all on stage, all at once, to keep people entertained. And so I just carried that over to when I got on television. And just kept it going. You know, like I love every aspect of it. You know, the physical comedy, the dancing. That's why I jumped into Dancing with the Stars, because I was just like, you know what? You know, I love the dance, man. So let's do that. Let's kill it. You know what I mean? Yeah, man.
One of my favorite things about when we went to go do all that, because obviously, like we said, we just love it so much. But my favorite thing was E explaining to you that he couldn't watch all that because the theme song.
Well, I could watch the show. I couldn't watch the opening. So I had to, for people who haven't heard this yet, rap was strictly forbidden in my household. My dad is a conservative preacher. It didn't matter if you were rapping about like loving God, honestly, like you cannot, in that rhyme form, rap, it ain't happening in the household. So I had to make sure when all that started to flip away to like another channel. This is back in the day. I might have had a remote, or I can't remember if I still had my knob TV, but I had to flip away. And I didn't like, I wish I should have just timed the show and knowing how long the intro was, but I didn't have the wherewithal. I was a kid, forgive me. So I would have to flip away and then just kind of guess when the intro would be over, just in case my dad walked by. And one time I was so upset, man, because like I said, legitimately the highlight of my Saturdays, I was so upset for some reason. I just forgot to, or I was just kind of reckless, I guess. And I was watching the intro and my dad walked by, man, he sent me to bed. I missed the whole episode. And I don't have DVR, you know what I mean? I don't have, like, that episode was dead to me. I could never watch it again. So it was very upsetting. And that was, you know, what, 25 years ago, probably? And as soon as they said,
sit your booty on the floor in the chair, he's like, no!
That was, yes. My booty was in bed as soon as he heard that. Yep.
Who in here talking about booties? Well, you better turn that all that. All that, you're going to get all this sleep. That's what you're going to go in your room.
Devastating, man. It was devastating.
It still stings.
But now, then you end up on the show.
Right. I showed him.
That's the best revenge. So.
I feel like you should go home and play it at the house. Man, just pop it to your dad. Watch this.
I'll drive by with a boom box, stand outside the house, just pumping it, thrusting my hips.
Look at me now, Dad. Look at me now, Dad.
I love it.
You made me.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
So do you have a favorite character from the show that you remember?
Come on, Matt.
Yeah.
Let me see. Of course, Coach Creighton, just because he's insane and, you know, he has a missing tooth and just bald head and get to scream at kids. And it's great that it still is working right now. Like, you know what I mean? Like our last episode on Saturday was a Coach Creighton episode where he's teaching ping pong. And it was, and I love the way he says things. Like I had just so a blast saying ping pong. Like y'all ready to learn some ping pong? It's falling out, cracking up. So I definitely love doing that one. You know, it's a lot of physical comedy in that as well too. And then of course Ed is right up there too, right next to him because you know Ed is just the gift to keep giving.
I want to see it. I want you to get a call when you're like 80 years old and be like, hey man, can we get a real Coach Creighton now?
Oh, you sit in the makeup chair. Oh, nothing necessary.
Now, outside of all that, because all of that is incredible, amazing. Your other ventures that you've had, like I love that, like you said, you've been on Dancing with the Stars. You're into music stuff, but the fact that you come from theater. So were you in like just regular stage performances or were you into musicals? Like what was your lane on the stage?
So the first one that I did when I was a kid, it was called Kasimu in the Coconut Palm. Okay. So it was like The Wiz. Y'all seen The Wiz, right?
Of course.
Okay, so it was like The Wiz mixed with Wizard of Oz, a little bit of like Beach Street. It was just a whole bunch that was in there. And I love like my drama teacher because he was just very, very creative at this theater. And so they would do adult, plays at night. And then they would do the kid ones in the morning. And so they would write all the different plays and things like that. And so I was in some dramatic plays and then I was in musicals where I was dancing and singing. So I just enjoyed all that. And then I also started working in downtown Chicago where I did Goodman Theater and I did the Victory Gardens Theater. And that's kind of like Broadway if you were in New York, so doing it over there. So yeah, man, I just enjoyed it. For me, it was really like an outlet. And also I was in a lot of dance crews, you know, when I was coming up, I was in like, you know, breakdance crews and all that stuff like that. I was heavy into hip hop, you know what I mean? I used to rap back in the day when I was a kid. So yeah, man, just all those things to keep me active so I wouldn't just follow the wrong crowd because that was around when I was growing up too. So, you know, shout out to the art, shout out to the parents. They keep the kids active and creative, yeah.
I love to hear it.
Because it could have went a different way.
Oh, 100%. And I see back there on the wall, you got some Iron Man masks.
Yeah, bro. Oh.
Kofi's our big comic head. Oh. And so,
yeah, Iron Man's back there, man. I got Thanos. He's chilling. You know, uh-oh. I got Spider-Man's in the back by the strobe light. He's back there. You probably can't see him. He in the dark. He's clubbing right now.
My yeah. son was just talking about getting the black Miles Morales Spider-Man costume like 2 days ago. And I was mad. So I don't know if you were like a sneakerhead or whatever, but they, Nike came out with those sneakers, you know, the Spider-Man edition. And I got them for both of my sons. And now like they've grown out of them. So now I'm thinking about like rebuying them in different sizes, but now they're all overpriced and like, you know, resale and everything. But, you know,
get them bronzed.
Yeah, yeah. Bronze these Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Don't tempt me. Don't tempt me, Kel.
So with that stuff, you're clearly like into superheroes, comics, all that stuff.
Of course. Yeah. I'm into all that. I mean, I was into wrestling too as well. So I was into that world. I'm also an artist. So I draw a lot, I paint a lot. So I'm into all of that. I love that world. And yeah, man, superheroes, you know, like when I'm working out, you know, I got Incredible Hulk pictures on the wall and stuff like that. Cause it's just, you know, I don't know. It gives you just this a different type of swagger when you're working out.
It is. Seeing
Incredible Hulk with the massive bicep. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
It's motivation.
A different type of feel.
Yeah. Do you feel that that stuff and enjoying that world has helped you with like improv stuff, with acting, just like with your creative juices? Cause we definitely draw on all that stuff in wrestling.
Dude, of course. The silliness in cartoons, the fearlessness in it too as well, the courage, fearlessness, you know, I love all of that. You know what I mean? And that's what I bring to all like my characters that I play in different roles that I play as well. And even in a dramatic way, you could do that too. You could like tap into a lot of that. And especially with comedy, like you can't be afraid to like really take it there, especially if you're doing physical comedy. You got to just really go all out. So my face transforms, my body transforms when I really get into those characters. Like I feel like they're their own person. I'm not crazy, but I feel like they're their own. Where is this going, brother? Wait,
you don't always see that from people that they have the ability to actually like fully go into that character. Yeah, and so like when we were on the set with you, seeing you just like literally just like flip the switch, it's incredible.
Yeah, man, I dig it. As soon as you put on the makeup and everything, this is similar to y'all, I'm sure. Like, as soon as you put on that uniform, right? You know what I mean? And you get out there, you hit a crowd, it's a whole different feel, man.
Like, I thought at first that you were just being polite when you said that you knew who we were. Like, I was like, there's no way this man who was a legend to us as kids even knows who we are. He just somehow got us on. But you said you're a wrestling fan. Did you get into wrestling as a kid? Was there anyone who caught your eye, or like what got you into wrestling initially?
Dude, I got into it as a kid. And so like you're talking about, come on, man, Saturdays, WWE, you know what I mean? And to be a kid at that age, we did everything. You know what I mean? Like all the wrestling moves outside in front of the yard with all the homies. You know what I mean? I had my own intro. I was a huge, huge, huge Ultimate Warrior fan.
Okay.
In the Ultimate Warrior, you know, I tied up the, you know what I'm saying? Our ropes
armbands, yeah.
Just freaking out.
You know, I love that. I love Hulk Hogan. I love them all, man. And I just, you know, Andre the Giant. And we all had to pick who we were. You know what I mean? And we would flip sometimes. And, you know, the Junkyard Dogs, you know what I mean? It was crazy, man. And so, and we enjoyed it. We loved doing that, man. Wrestling was just hype. And then those characters that you guys create, you know what I mean? Like, it's just awesome. And then it's funny because me and my wife, we actually watch SmackDown, and we actually watch it now, and my wife's into it. And so, yeah, man. So I already knew about you guys. And it was funny. I'm really mad because I was just like, I was cleaning up my office, right? And I had a box of Bootios.
Okay.
I'm like, oh, that would be great to show them. I was at was it Complex Con? I think it was Complex Con. I was at one of those pop cons, and they were selling all you guys stuff. And I was like, oh, and so I bought a box of Bootios. And it was funny because every time people would come into the office, they'd be like, the Bootios is cracking up. But yeah, I recently got rid of it, and I'm sorry.
We appreciate your honesty.
I'm sorry. It happens. I didn't know.
It was time.
Kind of cleaning the office up, and that was one of them.
For as far as Bootios go, yes, we could possibly get you some boxes, but we could do you one better and get you our new podcast shirt.
That's what I want.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing.
Give me a new podcast.
What a transition.
Yeah, it's real clean. Clean transition.
We try. I've been working on my DJ, my fading skills. Yeah. Yeah. So those of you who don't have it, you know, you guys can pick it up too. But Kelly, we got you.
Okay.
Is there anything that you specifically want to tell anybody while they're listening? Stuff that you're doing, that you're working on currently, stuff that's coming up. What you got?
What you got, man? What you got? What I got going on? Okay, all that. Brand new episodes. Got to check that out. Saturdays, 8:30, 7:30 Central. Also, I have a show on CBS called Best Friends Fur Ever. So it's about animals that hang out that shouldn't be hanging out together, like monkeys with cats and all kind of stuff, like tiger with elephants and they friends. It's really, really great show. Man. You really got to check it out. Like, it's amazing. I'm like, yo, this show is crazy. So check that out. That's on Saturday mornings that I host that show as well. I'm working on a devotional book as well, man. So that'll be out soon. Yeah, man. So I'm just into a lot of stuff. Go to KelMitchell.com. KelMitchell.com. Check me out. I'm also a youth pastor too, man. So on Saturdays, you can check, you know, Sundays, every Sunday at 10 a.m. You can check me out too, doing that as well. Yeah, man.
You do everything.
Jack of all trades.
You do everything.
Do it all.
This is the thing. You're the definition of what we hope to be, you know, just like constant hustle. Just because you're good at something, you're known for it. And okay, you're doing well for yourself in life. That doesn't mean you stop.
No. Mm. Yeah. You gotta keep going, man. You get downloaded all kind of dreams and you just gotta go after it. You know what I mean? Go after it, make it happen, and it helps others. That's what it's all about. You know what I mean? Who can you inspire? When I walk into a room and I work with somebody, it's like, why did I meet this person? You know, what can I learn from that person? You know what I mean? That's what it's all about. Yeah.
I dig that, man.
What a good message. What a good message. where can they find you on social media?
KelMitchell.com. And then you could also go to @IamKelMitchell on Instagram, @IamKelMitchell. And then also on Twitter, @IamKelMitchell. Yeah, you can pretty much find me that way. And then, I got merch too.
Beautiful.
Get that at KelMitchell.com. You can get that. A lot of fun, like 90s, all that stuff. And then current stuff that I'm working on too. You can catch that out. Yeah, that's the way they can check me out. Oh, yeah. And then MySpiritFood.com. That's my church that I teach at.
Yeah. What is it again?
MySpiritFood.com.
Okay, perfect.
Spirit food, because, you know, we feed our bodies, but we also need to feed our spirit. You know what I mean?
We'll have all those links in the description of this deal, so you can go click those and make sure you're checking out everything that Sir Kel Mitchell is doing, because he's a hustler, like your boys. Mm. Can't stop, won't stop.
Hey, main event was really good, too. I saw that.
Oh, dope. Thank you, man.
Good job, brother.
Appreciate you, man. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
That was good. I really enjoyed it. It was like Mike. It was pretty good. Like Mike.
Yeah, little wrestling version. Yeah, I thought it was fun all around, and they took such good care of me. So good times. You know what I'm saying?
You did a great job, man. It was good.
Thank you, bro.
Kof, matter of fact, for the people that don't know what Main Event is, why don't you tell them, Kof?
Yeah, Main Event. It's on Netflix. You know, so and this is again talking about like people who used to watch on TV. Tashina Arnold from Martin, who played Pam, was like the grandmother in there, and I got to interact with her, so like mind-blowing. But yes, it's on Netflix. Go ahead, check it out on Netflix. A really, really fun movie about a kid who gets a magical wrestling mask, and he's able to do incredible wrestling things. A lot of WWE superstars are in it. The Miz is in there. Otis is in there. Keith Lee, you know, a whole bunch of other NXT stars and WWE superstars. So check it out if you get a chance. It's good.
Main Event.
Main Event.
Perfect.
Baby.
Like Mike. Meets wrestling. I liked it. Fun fact, I'm in Like Mike too. So if y'all haven't seen it, go.
Ooh. Okay. Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
Check your streaming services, people. Check them out.
This episode is brought to you by Empower. You got money questions like, can I retire early? What are my best savings options? Can I afford to pay for my kids' education? Luckily, Empower has all the answers. With Empower's real-time dashboard and real live conversations, you get clarity on your real-life financial goals. So join 18 million Americans and Empower what's next. Start today at empower.com. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more. Sponsored by Empower, not an endorsement or a statement of satisfaction by a client. This episode is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle. The less your business spends, the more margin of money you have. I think that's pretty obvious for everyone, but actually doing it, that's easier said than done because the cost of everything is going up these days. So do the smart thing. Switch to NetSuite by Oracle. It's the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one platform and one source of truth so you can easily reduce costs and headaches. NetSuite specifically helps by reducing IT costs since it lives in the cloud with no hardware required and cutting the costs of maintaining multiple systems since everything you need is on OneSuite. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. See for yourself how effective NetSuite can be and try it out today. And by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/ringer. That is netsuite.com/ringer.
The holidays have arrived early with Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale. Upgrading window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Browse premium blinds, shades, shutters. We have your patio covered too. And get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Free shipping and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale now. Save up to 45% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for sticking with us. Now, for this part of the podcast, which you're having such a great time listening to, we have a new friend joining us. So I will not be hosting this segment. I'm going to throw it over to the illustrious Matt Eisman.
Oh, awesome. That was smooth, man. And thank you guys. New Day, thank you guys so much for having me on your podcast. For those who don't know, you may know me as the host of American Ninja Warrior, but I'm also the host of a brand new podcast game show called Factorious. And for the first time ever, for the New Day, we are going to be playing this game live with these three, Austin, E, and Kofi, going head-to-head at Factorious. So how do you play Factorious? I give you the first letter or letters of the answer, boys. Then I will give you facts about that answer. Your job is to buzz in when you think you know what that answer is. First one to get the answer right gets the points. But if you get it wrong, you're out for the rest of the question. So be early, but be right.
Oh,
my. You guys ready to play?
How do we buzz in?
Buzz in by saying your name. But here it is. First round, we're starting. Each answer here is worth 50 points. Remember, buzz in with your name. Boys, good luck. Your first clue is JS. The answer will start with the letters JS. And here are the facts. Even though JS first appeared in 1996, the roots of JS and his family's story were inspired by a Chicago blizzard in the late 1960s. JS is honorable, loyal, and brave. JS is last known to be single and traveling off on his own. I see some curious looks here, guys. JS may still know nothing, but what does it matter when you've got incredible hair?
Austin
first.
Jon Snow.
Is it Jon Snow? Yes, it is. Yes. Austin figuring it out.
Because he said first, he knows nothing. He said he knows nothing.
What about Chicago? What was that? What about Chicago?
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
George R.R. Martin was in Chicago in the blizzards. That's what inspired Game of Thrones.
Wow.
And winter is coming. Austin knew it. Kofi, you just learned something, but you guys are both looking up at first place. You see how it's played. Austin's got 50 points, but here is your...
Can I say, just for E, Jon Snow's a character in Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones is overrated to me, all right? We could spend an hour talking about this. Let's move on.
We got to do a game show, E. Come on.
I do have a feeling that the crowd base just became extremely polarized. Here is your next clue. You know how the game is played. Austin's in first with 50 points. Your next clue, PC. PC. Until recently, a type of PC called the whole shebang was only sold in prison. They're so good that former prisoners are known for trying to get them on the outside. Now, the earliest known recipe for PCs is found in William Kitchener's cookbook, The Cook's Oracle, which was published in 1822. The most popular PC flavor in America is plain, followed by barbecue, then sour cream and onion. I just had a bag last night.
He was first in.
Dang it.
Just ahead of Kofi. E, what's your answer?
The old potato chip.
Is it potato chip?
Bang!
And Kenya just won. You got 50 points right there.
I'm on the board.
And Kofi, you were very close to getting a chance to answer. Really speeding up his pace. Austin is mad he didn't get that one.
Because I almost just screamed out potato chip, and then I remembered I had to say my name to buzz in.
It is a mental challenge. Yeah. And right now, Austin and E, you guys are tied at 50 points. Kofi, here's a chance to get on the board.
Great
Your
job,
clue
E.
for this answer is W. W. When steering wheels were first put in cars, they were called W's. One type of W travels so fast, it actually breaks the sound barrier. Now, synth pop band Devo scored a 1980 hit with their song, just ahead of Kofi again. E, what's your answer?
Whip It.
He said,
is it? It is Whip, and he got it. It is Whip It.
He said, Whip It.
The answer was in there. Whip was the correct answer.
Whip It.
Austin fighting on a technicality.
Because semantics are important.
Semantics, what?
A whip it's important. A whip it is a song.
He did have the answer in there. Austin, you can take it up with the judges, but right now he has 100 points. Kofi has nothing but frustration. Austin, you still got 50. Mm-hmm. Here is your next clue for 50 points. P. Fallout Boy and Glenn Campbell both have songs with P in the title. So does Reba McEntire. The Jefferson Hotel in P was featured in the opening sequence of Alfred Hitchcock's 1960s slasher thriller, Psycho. Now, supposedly P is also where Irving Berlin penned the lyrics to his iconic song, White Christmas, which you never would expect while he was relaxing at the pool. On average, there are more sunny days in P.
Kofi.
Kofi to get on the board, his first chance.
Philadelphia.
Is it Philadelphia? No, it is not. Kofi, hopefully are you getting no points? You're out for the rest of the question. Austin or E, the remainder of this is for you. On average, there are more sunny days in P than there are in any other metropolitan city in the United States. P is the most populous city in Arizona.
Austin.
I heard Austin just ahead. Austin, your answer?
I was wrong.
Phoenix.
Is it Phoenix? Boom, the sun shines on Austin.
Let's go.
And E are tied up at 100 points. That's the end of round one. Kofi, you had a chance to answer.
I know.
That had to feel good. You didn't get any points. But now...
It didn't.
Kofi, don't despair, because we're moving right on to round two, where the point values double. Austin and E have been playing a great game. You guys are tied at 100 points. Kofi, yet to get on the board, but now these are all... he's throwing up the zeros.
Hold up a big goose egg
for
Kofi.
What is that?
Between
egg.
Rounds, we do allow trash talk.
Zero. Big zero. But hey, you successfully buzzed in this round.
There you go.
Let's see if you can get on the board. Kofi, right. One answer, and you'll be tied.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Now it's 100 points per answer. Your clue is tea. Tea. The original title for tea was Forks. Believe me, that is a terrible title for what tea is. And there's no way tea would have become an enormous global brand if it was called Forks. But the author says the initial idea for her writing came to her
Austin Green.
Austin first.
Twilight!
Very early, a big gamble. Is it Twilight?
Of course it is.
Yes, it is.
Because the town they live in Twilight is called what? Forks, baby. Let's go.
Oh my goodness. Okay. I gotta say, are you a team Edward or
Jacob? Let's go.
Team Jacob. A werewolf and
he's a shapeshifter. He's a shapeshifter. It's told in the last book. They're not werewolves.
Your knowledge of Twilight is like mine of Harry Potter, and Kofi and E look disgusted by it all. Austin, you have 200 points. E, you're still at 100. Kofi? You need to become a shapeshifter and get out of that form that looks like a zero.
Oh, wow.
Here we go.
Y'all just wait.
Here's your chance. Your next clue, P. P. P's are called many different things in different languages. English variants for the word include Binky and Doty.
Oh, Kofi.
Ooh.
I heard Kofi.
Yeah.
What?
That's right. Pacifier.
Is it a pacifier? And his crying has stopped because he just got 100 points.
Baby Mouth wanted the pacifier.
I don't have kids. That's more cultural bias.
Baby Mouth wanted the pacifier, but he ain't
getting it. And Austin, we admit our buzzing is an inexact science, but Kofi is on the board with 100.
On the board.
He's tied with you. Austin still in the lead at 200. Here is your next clue. H.C. Mark Twain was born and died on years when H.C. was around. One of those years was 1835, the other, 1910. H.C. has the highest velocity relative to Earth in the entire solar system. H.C. is periodic. Austin.
Ha ha, Halley's Comet, baby.
We'll see if he gets the points, but you should definitely get points for the style with which you answered. And another 100 points. Halley's Comet is correct.
Let's go. Wow. I'm the brains for a reason, boys.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Austin, very impressive. Austin, you are now at 300 points.
Thank you.
Kofi at 100. E at 100. And E is looking frustrated. You're looking like Kofi did in the first round, but here we
go. That's right.
Here we go. Mm-hmm. Another 100 point clue. SR. SR. As a teenager, SR was ranked 18th in the country in tennis. Tennis legend Billie Jean King even encouraged SR to go pro. In Billy Joel's song, We Didn't Start the Fire, SR is mentioned alongside many other very famous names and events. The line is Wheel of Fortune SR Heavy Metal Suicide. Not a lot of Billy Joel fans here. All right, let's see. In 2019, Mattel released an SR Barbie doll.
What is he doing on his phone? Is he on his phone?
Oh, good.
You never said that was against the rules.
He's Googling on his phone.
No, I said it was against the rules.
Let's get this. Here's your next clue. We'll see if the cheater can get it. SR was the first American woman and the first known LGBT person in space. No answers? Time expires, no points. It was a tough one. E, can you look it up?
And see, you said lose points.
The answer was Sally Ride.
Sally Ride.
Sally Ride.
Lose points for having for looking it up and still not being able to find it.
Yeah. Listen, look, you guys can enforce it. I can't believe with his phone he still couldn't do it.
Look, you couldn't even put the phone like behind your camera to make it look like you're still.
You just not leaning to my
side. You think I'm going to
No. I feel like we need a ref right here to enforce the rules because those refs never miss anything. At the end of round two, Austin in the lead with 300. E and Kofi, you guys are tied at 100, but despair not because it's time for round three where the answers are worth 200 points. But keep in mind, boys, at the end of this, only one of you will advance to the bonus round. So this is it. Do or die. Austin has a 200 point lead, but you boys could tie it up if you get this next clue worth 200 points. Your clue is F. Although F is a very large public company, descendants of its founder still control the company. Pretty good for a company that's been around for over 110 years and has annual revenues of nearly $150 billion. The Doors, one of the most famous rock groups in music history, the lead singer was Jim Morrison. Jim only owned one vehicle in his life.
Ford.
Is it Ford? Boom, and you just drove into a tie with Austin. 300 points right there.
I was going to say Ford real early, but I was like, just in case, I waited for another.
That's the thing. You waited, and just ahead of Kofi. Kofi just a little, he's a little slow on the draw.
He's a little fast.
But being too quick, from what I hear.
It's
premature.
It's the lag around here.
So right Kofi's now, also a little bit older than the rest of us. And Austin getting quiet and getting nervous, tied at 300. Kofi?
Yeah, Kofi, you got to get your
100. You can tie it up in three ways. Here is your next clue. SC. SC. The SC didn't have a permanent home until 1935. It's 146th year. Before that, the SC was housed in various places, including someone's personal home. If you see quill pens on tables and people shaking hands at the start of every working day, you may be at the SC, although maybe now the shaking hands is out. As of 2019, 114 individuals have served on the SC. 4 have been women, 8 have been Jewish, 2 have been E to take the lead.
Supreme Court.
Good one.
Is it Supreme Court?
Good one.
Sustained 200 points. E, 500 points. Oh, my goodness. Here we go. We got a game. E coming from behind in the lead. Austin tasting dust for the first time. Oh, it's 500 for E. 300 for Austin. Kofi, you got like a qualifying 100 points.
That's right.
Here we go.
I'm on the board.
I almost said there's still a chance. It is anyone's game still, boys. And here's your next clue. G-R. G-R. Dudley Coutts Majorbanks, also known as Lord Tweedmouth, developed GRs in Scotland during the late 19th century. And how is that not a WWE wrestler's name? U.S. Presidents Gerald Ford and Ronald Reagan both had GRs while in office. GRs are considered to be the fourth smartest dog breed in line Austin. Behind Austin to get back into that lead. Oh.
Golden Retriever.
Is it Golden Retrievers? Our Golden Girl is Golden 200 points. Yes. E. E. And Austin nodded at 500. Kofi. Well, Kofi's here with 100. And here we go, boys.
I'll be a spoiler.
We've got a lead, a chance for a spoiler. This could break it between Austin and E. Here it is, 200 points on the line. Your clue is O. O. O's have been a part of the human diet for more than 7,000 years, with scientists believing O's were eaten by early Chinese, Egyptians.
Oh, God.
Kofi,
oh, God.
Early.
Oh,
an early
God.
Guess. Kofi?
Oh, this is so stupid, so stupid. I'm going to say oats.
Is it oats?
Oh, it might be. I don't know.
So dumb.
A very good guess, but incorrect. Kofi, you are out. That
Get
means
out.
Austin or E. A correct answer from either one of you will break this tie. This is also the last question of this round. So whichever one of you gets it correct will advance to the bonus round.
My heart,
the other one will join Kofi on the loser's bench.
I don't want to be with Kofi.
I don't.
That's right. Continuing your clue. I'm so glad we're not in person. I would not be saying these things to Kofi in person. Remember, the clue is O. Here are your next facts. In the movie Shrek, the character Shrek once said, "Layers. O's have layers. Ogres have layers."
Austin.
And Austin for the win for 200 points. To go to
onion.
The bonus round.
Onion.
Is it onions? That'll do, Austin.
Let's go.
200 points, narrowing out E at the buzzer. Austin, you're going to the bonus round. How's it feel, buddy?
Feels great. Feels great to assert my dominance.
And E, Kofi, you
That's
guys
right.
now get to watch. E, I see the frustration.
Yeah.
Any words of encouragement, any trash talk as Austin heads to the bonus round?
I'm just here to make excuses and complain because the Shrek questions, the Twilight questions. Look, man, I don't have kids. Where were my Tupac questions? Where were my hip-hop questions?
Wait.
Where were my college football and boxing questions? My MMA questions? That's what I need.
You think right? that I know about those things because I have kids? I learned about those things years ago.
Because you are a child in a man's body.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That won me a contest. That won me a contest. I say thank you.
Well, you won it.
I know,
Austin, you don't have the title yet. To get the title, you're going to the bonus round. Now, here's how the bonus round works. You need to get three correct answers in 60 seconds. Once again, I'll give you a letter or letters of the answer, then I'll start reading the facts. Now, the clock keeps rolling until you get the correct answer. And Austin, this time, wrong guesses don't hurt you. So guess early, guess often, but keep guessing. Okay.
Remember,
I would have stayed in.
I need to hear you, so I need you to really belt out those answers when you think you have one. The clock will stop. Once you get an answer, we'll move on to the next one. Three correct answers, 60 seconds, and Austin, you will have that belt, that title of Factorious Champion.
All right.
Here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. Your first clue, F, 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 F. And here we go. The company who makes FF is headquartered in Battle Creek, Michigan. It was founded by two brothers. Last year, Americans had over 30 million helpings of FF within 1 week, usually at breakfast. FF used to have an extra word in its title. That word was sugar. But sugar was dropped in 1983 for obvious reasons as Americans became health conscious. FF's mascot is a tiger named Tony.
Frosted
Flakes. Been saying, there it is, Frosted Flakes. And it took you 24 seconds, okay, which means you have 36 seconds left. Not bad, not bad. But remember, you're going to need to pick up the pace, as he said, not great.
I have to I have to close my eyes because looking at them makes it too much.
Close your eyes, do what you need to do. You need two more correct answers in 36 seconds.
Okay.
Your next clue, J. L. J. L. Here we go. J. L. was very popular in high school. He was not only the student body president, but also the prom king, just like me. J. L. was very smart, offered admission to Harvard and scholarships to Georgetown University and Morehouse College, but he ended up attending the University of Pennsylvania. True story, his wife once texted J. L. that even though he's an EGOT winner, Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony, he'll never win Celebrity Apprentice like I did. His hilarious wife, Chrissy Teigen.
Oh, John Legend.
There it is. Okay. But you only have 10 seconds left.
Oh my.
Okay. It is going to take a miracle, Austin. And keep in mind, you only had one guess there.
Yes.
Guess early, guess often, because you have 10 seconds to get this correct.
All right.
10 seconds,
two fives.
One more correct answer, and you will be factorious.
You can close your eyes, but you still know what we look like.
I know, that's why I opened them.
Right.
I knew what you were doing anyway.
Here we go. Once again, yes. Your clue is C. C. Here we go. Mainly associated with their home in Africa, there's a small family of C's that live in Iran. In addition to having a clothing line, several perfume sets. Oh, time
Chanel.
Expired! That was really difficult. Let me see the next clue. The sea is the fastest land mammal in the world. Cheetah!
It was shocked.
Just a matter of time.
All you could have used.
John Legend star Austin, you're the champion, but you are not factorious. In other words, Kofi and E, you guys are all the same now. Austin, from your twilight knowledge to your breadth of knowledge was astounding. Your knowledge of Game of Thrones, all of it, was truly impressive.
Thank you.
I got to say, I really appreciate you letting me come on and play in Factorious with you guys.
Well, thank you. Love as a close second, by the way?
It down to the final answer. And I have a feeling if we played this game again, it could have been anybody's title, except Kofi's.
Been anybody's title. How dare you? You just pressed him from the no. We are all the same. You see, the gimmick with us is when one of us wins, we all win. When one of us is champion, we're all champion. When one of us loses, we all lose. That's why we sit on the pine together.
Kofi, question.
All of us.
If one of us wins and we all win, why were you so hell-bent on me losing?
Great question.
And so surprised,
I wanted you to join me.
You would have joined me in the winner's circle.
So it's the same thing. Whether I root for you or I root against you, it's the same.
Hey, by the way, if anyone's interested in Factorious, wherever you get your podcast, every Tuesday it comes out. We call it Trivia Tuesday. Check it out. Download Factorious. I appreciate it. And you guys are an absolute, you guys are better out of the ring than you are in it. And you guys are awesome in the ring.
Oh, shucks.
Appreciate you. Man.
Thank you so much. That was really fun.
That was fun.
I loved it.
A blast. I highly recommend all of you contacting him and trying to do this. This is great. Speaking of that, how can they get in touch with you to follow all your stuff?
Go out at Matt Eisman, MattIseman, Twitter, Instagram. I'm online way too much. Once again, Factorious, wherever you get your podcasts, every Tuesday, new episodes are dropping. American Ninja Warrior will be coming back. And I have a feeling, as big as you guys are, at some point, we got to get you guys on the course.
I would be atrocious.
That's what I was going to say. People say that all the time. They say, you should go on Ninja Warrior. I'm like, no, you're not going to expose me.
We get embarrassed.
So this is about as close as it gets.
Yeah.
You know, we got you, the host. This is the world's kind of colliding. This is close enough.
You guys are capable of picking up large bodies. This thing is for little, this thing is like for the reps. This thing is for little, like, you know, Sam Roberts, the announcer. Sam Roberts is the kind of that small people do well at Ninja Warrior. You guys do well at trivia, but other than Kofi, you guys I'm not stopping, Kofi. Keep ring.
Never stop.
Hey, you know he's making fun of me, but he's also making fun of y'all.
No, he's not. No, Kofi. Remember, you're in a different bracket. Now. You're in a different bracket.
Don't let him drive the wedge, y'all.
There's no wedge. We're gonna get together. We're gonna do a closed set run of the Ninja Warrior set.
Was a trivia show. There you go, Aaron.
Oh my God. Well, if you guys enjoyed this, make sure that you're staying a part of the conversation on the socials using the hashtag NewDayPod, which you can tell your friends that they can get wherever they listen to their podcast. Just type in the New Day, Feel the Power, and you'll find the pink picture of the three black guys' faces on it. Click it and subscribe. Even if you don't listen to it, your subscription gets an automatic download, and that helps you boys out. So thank you very much. Do all that.